You must trust me, that's why I'm doing it.
I do. Can you share a bit about your story and how you got involved in working on the street?
My mum and dad, when I was 11, then I ended up in care. Then when I come out of care, people made me believe I had to earn money for what I wanted. And then I turned to drugs.
And how old were you when that happened?
I ran through when I was streets in 1985, 86. And then I stopped 23 years ago.
And what, can you remember anything about your time on the street, or have you?
Not really, I don't really want to remember it, to be quite honest, because it wasn't a good experience.
Mm. And how do you think it affected you?
Didn't affect me. No, it did affect me, it did in a way, but not in another way, no. You know, I mean, I went to prison and that frightened me for, you know, fines, being in police stations all the time and being charged with whatever lawyering, you know, and all that. So it's, you know, it's not fun games out there. But it's all changed now, isn't it?
It's changing, but still women working.
No, they're working, but what I mean is, ain't it changing? They don't arrest them now, they send them to a meeting.
They do the court diversion scheme.
I don't know what that is.
That's all right.
I'll try and find out. No, joking. Can you imagine, Laura, me getting your name on the diversion scheme? No, let's not muck about it. Let's do this.
That's all right. So what was it that made a difference? What helped you to stop working on the street? Was it people you met? Or?
No, I met a guy. And he said he didn't want me doing that no more, and I stopped. And basically, he was him that took me off the streets. And basically, that was it. Never looked back. Moved to Leeds. There was a working street there called Chapel Town. It was Chapel Town, Leopold Street. And it was a working street. I thought, if I could do it there, I can do it here. And I never looked back since. And I'll never go back to the streets. Touch wood, hopefully. I said, I'm too old now anyway for streets.
And so did the Door of Hope team support you during that time as well?
Yeah, Joe Wakelin, Mark, who else was there? Can't think who else was there. I can't remember all their names. Sarah, it was when it was a baby, you know, when it was Hanbury Street on the top floor. Can't remember all their names, but Annie, all of them, they all supported me in whatever I wanted to do.
And what sort of support did they give you? What do you remember being helpful for you?
I can't remember, it's that long ago. I don't know, I just decided I didn't want that life no more. And that life for me was old memories, thinking of the future.
So what do you think would be helpful for people to know about women who find themselves in a situation and they work on the street?
Try and get out of it before it's too late, because it isn't an easy work. It's not an easy job out there.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, if you just started, try and walk away if you can. You know, if you've got no problems, no issues, no drug issues, no one to, you know, like, making you do it, walk away while the girl is good.
And was drugs the main reason that you were doing it? For money, for drugs?
Or for drugs, and then because I got so used to it, I gave up the drugs. And because I got so used to it, I just carried on. But I did have a pimp behind me, and unfortunately that pimp was my husband. You know, and basically, you know.
That must have been really difficult.
Yeah, it was. There's shit men out there. But, you know, at the end of the day, what can you do? You know, you have to be out there and hope for the best that, you know, you make a better life, and I made a better life.
And how did he respond when you stopped working?
I left him. I walked out in the end. I didn't want to know no more. And then I met this other guy, and I was with them for 20 odd years, and I got my, you know, like my kid back, everything else. But you know, not living with me, living with his dad, but he comes to me at weekends and whatever when he was young. And unfortunately, my son turned out a bad one.
And what do you think people can do to help women who are in similar situations to what you and you said earlier
about... What do you mean?
So if women find themselves in similar situations to what you were in...
Try and talk to someone that knows what they're talking about and try and, like, say, try and think, you know, is this what I want? If it's not what you want, then talk to someone that's been in that situation and then they will try and help you as much as they can. I mean, I'll go and help them, but I would. Tell them, you know, this is not a life. You know, I mean, I wouldn't condemn them because I've been there. But, you know, and I'd say this is not a life.
So what would you say to people like me who might want to help people who are on the street? What can we do to support women?
Talk to them and just say, you know, if it's not what you want, we'll help you try and, you know, but they're in a situation, there is safe houses out there that could put them in a safe house and look after them, you know, make sure that they're not being, you know, they're being forced into this situation, there's safe houses out there and the police or whatever, get a person arrested before it's too late, mate.
And how important is it for people to not be judgmental about these women?
How can they judgmental? You know, they're out there and they're living, you know, it's like, oh, it's not an elite, it's an illegal job, but it's still working, oh, it's tax-free. But yeah, how can they judgmental? You know, they're out there to support their habit. It's better than going out robbing people and thieving and whatever else, you know. I mean, they're judgmental people. They can't judgmental people. Not allowed to do that.
True. And so how do you feel that your life has changed? You said earlier that things have changed a lot for you. Do you think
change for the better? Because, like, you know, I know now that whatever happened in my past is in my past, you know, and my mum was out of my life 13 years, she's now back in my life, but there's still a barrier there, which I told you, there's still a barrier. But I wouldn't hurt her. I wouldn't hurt my mum for all the love and the money, you know. But there's always going to be a barrier where I don't want to talk to her for personal reasons. And, like, you know, but, you know, life goes on. Got my flat, got my little castle up there.
Got your dog.
Got my dog. Great thing, you know.
And do you think... When you were on the street, do you think that affected how you trust people, or...?
You never trust anyone out on them streets. Never. Because you don't know if you're going to get in a car and that man's a murderer. You can't trust no one on them streets.
So there's a lot of risk involved.
Yeah, a hell of a lot of risk. You can't trust no one. There's rapists, there's everybody. I've been raped, I've been stabbed, which I have, you know. But it comes with the quarry of the job. But I wouldn't look back. Nah, that ain't for me no more.
So what's your ambition? What would you like to do in the future?
To go and tell people who've been abused as young kids to go and tell the police and to get that person done, and don't hold back, because it'll eat you alive for all your life.
And that's a really big ambition. And do you think that you've got the confidence to do that? Because of the
I think if I carry on with my medication and I carry on with what I'm doing, yeah, and I don't get sick again, yeah. But if I get sick again, no. But if you know what I mean, sick. But if I carry on doing what I'm doing now, I'll be fine. And I think I will get there one day. Don't know when, but I will get there one day.
Thank you.